Shalom. This is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Today we will be revisiting Sister Billy's classic series on the Book of Daniel. So get your Bible and your notebook as we study the living Word of God.
And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. This is the second temple, but this is the second temple as it has been redone by Herod. Herod was a madman, but he was a genius builder. And he rebuilt the second temple. He had worked on it, I think, about 34 years. He had made a great temple platform, a 39-acre area, and which set like this, and the temple itself would have set about right here. What's left of this is the western wall, and that's where the diggings have been taking place. Which we will talk about on another night and let you see how important that is. The news these days is not political, it's spiritual. These things that are happening in the earth. And so Herod had built this great wall. When the Jews dug down under there, the Christians were with me there, some others of you were with me there just this past May. And even on other trips, we go down this tunnel. We always go down there. And down in this tunnel, they dig right down to the bottom of that wall where Jesus would have walked. There's one great Herodian stone down there that is so long, you can line up 14, I think it's the chariot tank, the Israeli chariot tanks on their carriers and line them up there, and it's how long that rock is, that stone. And it's cut, you know, chiseled on the end. You hardly can imagine how they move those things. And you know, that stone happens to be split right down the middle. I believe it was one of those split when the Lord arose. But the amazing thing about that wall, if you can just see it, that's what they were looking at. They were telling to Jesus, look at this. Look at these stones. Look what Herod has done. And so Jesus simply says, don't get your faith in that. Verse 2, and Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And all the stones of the temple were thrown down. We have only that one remaining wall of the temple platform. Now that's a shocker. He is prophesying to them that the temple is going to be destroyed, their connection with God, what makes them separate from any other nation. The Temple Mount is on Mount Moriah. Now they have walked down the Kidron Valley and they've come up to the opposite mount. Mount Moriah is surrounded by mountains. And so they've walked, and they're now opposite the eastern gate, and they're over in the Mount of Olives, probably at Gethsemane, where they often gathered. Verse 3, and as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, they have two questions. I can just see them having dropped back from when he made that pronouncement that the temple is going to be destroyed, and carefully wording these questions. Question number one, tell us, when shall these things be? When will the temple be destroyed? Question number two, what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the age? Question number two, what shall be the sign of thy parousia and of the end of the age? During the Ptolemaic period, you don't probably know what that is, but you're going to know when we get over there to the kings of the north and the south. You're going to know what the Ptolemaic period is. But during the Ptolemaic period, we have writings that were written during those times and up into the second century AD. And that word parousia at that time always meant the coming of a king or an emperor. So Jesus has prophesied that the temple's coming down. He must be going to set up the kingdom. That's what they're thinking. I'm sure they had no idea there was to be 2,000 years between those two events. But they literally are asking him, when are you coming as the king and the emperor, the king of kings, and this age ends and the next one begins? So Jesus answered them. When you're reading down through here, you have to rightly divide the word and see whether he's talking about when the temple's destroyed or whether he's talking about when he's coming as a king. Now here, he's talking about the end. And we'll go down to verse 14 and see that he quotes Daniel. He's talking about when the age ends. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. When you therefore see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. When you rapture, your Bible will not go with you. The book of Matthew is particularly a key book for Jews because it gives all the Old Testament prophecies and how they were fulfilled in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Jews are going to pick this book back up, and he tells them here, when you see that Antichrist sitting in that temple announcing to the world that he's God, this is one reason why we know the temple's going to be rebuilt. Jesus talked about it. Then you do this, such and such, such and such. And then Jesus prophesies, verse 21, then there shall be great tribulation. Of course, this is the same tribulation that's spoken of back in Deuteronomy 4, and we're going to see that it's spoken of in the book of Daniel, and it applies to the Jews. It's the time of Jacob's trouble. It's not your trouble. Now, you're going to be able in the book of Daniel to see some good things to do, follow Daniel and pray, but you're not going to be able to place yourself in the prophetic scriptures of Daniel because they have to do with the Jews and they have to do with the nations. And they are assigned to you of when the kingdom's going to be set up and when the Lord will come. Now, let's go to Luke 21, which is this same discourse, Jesus speaking there. And remember the two questions? And in Luke 21 and 23, now it's easy to tell he's quoting Daniel on this other part, but you have to rightly divide the word. It's easy in Matthew 24 because he quoted Daniel the prophet. But the Jews, they'll understand. And so we see here in Luke 21, verse 23, he's talking here about when the temple is destroyed. He starts there. 40 years after he prophesied that in Jerusalem, Titus the Roman came and destroyed the temple. Verse 23, there shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people, the Jews, when the temple is destroyed. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and they shall be led away captive into all nations. Now, who's he talking to out there on the Mount of Olives when he gives this discourse? His disciples. They're Jewish boys. They've been reading the Torah, the first five books of the Bible, every year of their lives. And they know about this scattering. Moses prophesied it. You're going to be scattered. They know that Jesus is telling them this is going to be the fullness of the scattering coming. They shall fall by the edge of the sword, verse 24, and shall be led away captive into all nations, scattered. And Jerusalem. It's very key now, especially with the news. Yasser Arafat telling them to fire right there at the Temple Mount. Yasser Arafat saying, we're going to set up a Palestinian state with Jerusalem as our capital. The touchstone now is Jerusalem. And God's going to draw, according to the scriptures, we'll read it in Zechariah later, at a later date, all nations there. And he says, those who burden themselves with Jerusalem are going to cut themselves on that stone. So the Lord talks here. He doesn't say Israel. He says Yerushalayim. Remember, he said it's going to be the place of his throne. Satan's always after God's thrones. So he wants to have it be the capital of a Palestinian state. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles. Jesus said to them, there's going to be the scattering, and then there's going to be a period called, a period that's the trodden down time. Jerusalem will be trodden down of the Gentiles, the nations, until, that's a time word, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. You can put quotations around that little title, the times of the Gentiles. The times of the Gentiles is a key to us as to when he's going to come as the king, and the age will change. There's a beginning to the times of the Gentiles trotting down Jerusalem. There's an ending to it. And the one book in the Bible which tells us exactly the times of the Gentiles and how to watch them is the book of Daniel. Verse 29. He spake to them. Well, let's go down to verse 26. Men's hearts shall be failing them for fear, for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. We see that, don't we? Now they, the men on this earth, are going to see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory at the end of tribulation, but not you. You're going to see him earlier. You're going to see him in verse 28. When these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. The only redemption you lack is your bodily redemption. When you're glorified and twinklified. Hallelujah. In the twinkling of an eye. One time our little grandson Cody was in. We're always talking about the rapture of the church, you know. And one time driving to church with me, had a long drive, and he said, Mimi, how are you going to go up? And I said, well, I don't know, Cody, what do you mean? And he said, I'm going up in the shape of an airplane if I can keep my feet together. John, our pilot over here, knows Cody. Cody wants to be a pilot. And that was when he was about, I don't know, 5 or 6. But I was preaching down here for Brother Gerald Hilly. And we were staying behind the church in a mobile home. Brother Hilly came and took us every night to church. And Shelley and her children were there. And Cody was about 5 or 6. And Pastor Hilly had hold of his hand, taking him to the church. And, well, that was down in Houston, rather, not over here. And he said, Pastor Hilly, Mimi won't preach long tonight. She didn't study much today. You had to see Cody when he goes to church. He looks like he's in a suit. He looks like, Gloria calls him Dr. Cody when he was little. Looked like a little preacher. He's a real serious little thing. And I was determined to get him after church that night and give him a lesson. And all during the service that night, when I'd walk down by him, and he sat, you know, right here in the front, he was going like this.
Thank you for listening to today's radio message. The classic study series by Dr. Billy Brim entitled Daniel is now available in an 11 CD series for a special radio offer of $55 plus shipping. You can order in 3 ways. On the internet website at www.billybrim.org or by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or you can write to us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. For meeting and ministry information, please call our ministry offices at 417-336-4877. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom!